But I'm Paul Hickey, and this is your data-driven daily Q&A session. Question number one has to do with, what is the difference between Facebook boosted posts and Facebook ads? Now, this is a question that not everybody really knows the answer to, and I'm going to kind of break it down. There's a lot of similarities between the two. You can take a piece of content and you can put it in front of an exact custom audience that you can build within the Facebook ads platform for $1, $2, $3, $50, $100, and you can set a budget over a certain time period, and you can set an objective. You can say, I want users to click on a button that goes to my website, or I want users to like my post, I want users to try to comment on my post, or my new favorite one, submit a message through Facebook Messenger to me. That's a great one. That's a great way to drive some conversions, which is just easy. Allow someone to just send you a message on Facebook, send your business a message on Facebook instead of asking them to click through to a landing page and fill out a form. So the main difference, though, between the two is that a Facebook boosted post, you have to make that post public on your Facebook page. A Facebook ad is kind of like a dark post where basically it never goes live on your actual Facebook business page. It's just basically deployed to the audience that you want to have see it when you want them to see it. And the other main difference, other than the fact that it's not shown on your Facebook page, is that you can A/B test it. You can create multiple, you can rotate different pieces of content as the ad creative into the ad budget without having to run multiple ads. You can do all sorts of conversion objectives that aren't available within the boosted post, which means that you can use the Facebook algorithm to more further align with what your objective is versus a boosted post, which basically just allows you to put it out there and had a certain amount of days and such to for a user to see it. And so a Facebook ad, because of that functionality, lends itself to being more of a long-term marketing strategic piece that can be run over a month or a quarter or even a whole year, whereas a boosted post is really meant for usually like a 7 to maybe 30-day period of time. I find it hard to sometimes not be salesy in my Facebook posts. I find it hard to sometimes be funny and entertaining in my Facebook posts. It's just not naturally who I am on social media. And so, but what I've decided to do to not be salesy and to mix it up a little bit and not just always talk about how great our websites are and how great our digital marketing strategies are is I've just decided to give people kind of the behind the scenes secrets, behind the scenes tactics, what I do to help myself learn things. And then when I learn those things, I put them out into content. And so I would give you this advice: no matter what kind of business you run, you are the subject matter expert of that business. And if you're the marketing director, if you're the VP of operations, whatever you are, you have a role that's important to that organization. And if you can contribute to the social media content of that organization by putting out helpful tips about what you can do to help improve your business, help improve yourself, that is going to create content that resonates with people more than the sale, more than the 50% off coupon. You're creating personal pieces of content, engaging pieces of content that are helpful, that are going to work on social media versus just putting out images of products all the time. That just does not work. It's not a long-term sustainable strategy. Another thing that works really, really well on Facebook is actually doing live video. And the irony is that I'm doing live video right now because it works. The data, the proof is in the data, in that the Facebook live video post, I'm just going to pull it up for you guys here. I'm just going to pull it up and I'm going to read you the average data-driven design Facebook post that has a video in it or that just has pictures and written word in it. And then I'm going to go back to my last two live videos and I'm going to read for you the engagement statistics. So bear with me here. I've got 6 more minutes on the live feed before I have to jump on my first phone call, actually my second phone call of the day. So the average video post looks like anywhere from 50 to 100 engagements without a boost. These are without boosts. Anywhere from 20 to 70 engagements. And then here we go, the live ones. So the edited versions of the live ones, some of them got up to 75, but the actual unedited version of the live video from last week got, wait for it, 74 people reached and 11 engagements versus the posted versions that were edited that I posted later. They got all under 75 people reached, all of them under 75 people reached, all of them under 11 engagements. So the one that did the best was the live video. The proof's always in the data. I mean, I wouldn't say do a live video if it wasn't actually working better than the other content that I was putting out there. And the same thing for our clients. And that is one of the reasons, other than the fact that I really, really want to help everybody with their digital marketing strategy and set aside time for me to stay sharp and for me to answer questions, provide a framework for me to answer questions for people for free to help them out, is that it just works really, really well to do it. And she was having an issue with Facebook ads being an admin on her mobile device. And I remember this because it's very common that when you set up a Facebook Business Manager account for the first time, that you do it the wrong way, but you don't know that you're doing it. And in the Data Driven Academy a couple years ago, we helped kind of correct this issue. But if you go into Facebook, if you go to business.facebook.com, then you're going to see the blue business settings button up at the top right, right? And then you go to accounts over on the left and you see pages, okay? So what happened was, then you see the blue add button with the plus sign on it. And a lot of people, when they first came into Facebook Business Manager, they had a Facebook business page. And they wanted to hook it up to Facebook Business Manager, which makes sense because then you can safely add other admins to it and manage all of your admins through the Facebook Business Manager profile. And we all know the other advantages of Facebook Ads Manager as part of Facebook Business Manager, where you can collaborate with different people that are on your team or at different agencies that might be collaborating with you. And you can have the same billing account and you can collaborate on an ad within the same Ads Manager account. That's huge. So those are the main reasons to use Facebook Business Manager. But back to a problem that a lot of people were having a couple years ago, and you may still be having it, is that when you went in to add your page into your Facebook Business Manager account, you clicked the blue add button under pages under business settings. And then instead of saying request access to a page, you actually added a page. And so that's actually super common. Like, how would you not know that, right? So basically it worked. It added the page. But then what it did was it took away your access within your personal Facebook account to update the page. So it gave you access within your Business Manager account, but it took away the access within your personal Facebook account. And this was the reason why you were then unable to go into the regular Facebook app and update content on your business page via the Facebook app. Because if you noticed, also when you logged into Facebook.com through the desktop version, you no longer had access as the business admin of that page. So what we needed to do, what we did with everybody to fix the problem, is we actually had to delete the page, remove it entirely from their Facebook Business Manager account, and then we had to go back in and just request access to the page. We had to go, there's a misstep I missed in the middle. We had to remove them from their Facebook business manager account as an admin. Then we had to have another admin of the actual page re-add them as a personal admin. Then we had to go back in as them and have them request access to the page instead of adding the page in business manager. And then they were re-added back the proper way where they could see it in Facebook business manager. They could see it in the regular Facebook account, and then they could see it in the app. So this was actually a big pain in the butt for a lot of people who were used to updating their Facebook business page through the app.